Good morning, everyone. To start with a short little prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O God, my rock and my redeemer. I always love that. Bill Chapel always, you know. Bill's one of my favorites. I wish you were here. I was born in Ypsilanti, Michigan, and raised in Livonia, Michigan. I was the fourth child of a line of six, which recently I was thinking about what a special place that is, you know, having two older sisters and two younger sisters, so, you know, and an older brother. So it wasn't such a good place as a child. Middle kids don't get a whole lot of attention, so they usually act out a lot, and I know I did my share of adding to the gray hairs on my mother's head. My mother took all of her children to church every Sunday. She taught Sunday school as well. My father went to church on Christmas at most. My grandfather, Harold Case, was a great inspiration to me in my life. He was an orphan along with his brother, and the Case family took him in. I can remember him joking around and playing with me. He wasn't afraid to share the child in him with his 29 grandchildren. Every Christmas when we were young, we would have a gathering at their home, and they would buy every one of us a present. So that was pretty neat. Now that's giving. Grandpa was a janitor all his life at a local elementary school. And when he retired, they threw a big party. All the school children just loved him. He made life fun and interesting. We have had family reunions for as long as I can remember, always around my grandfather's birthday in August, and they are still going on to this day. We all love and care about each other. We were taught to get along and celebrate our differences, not to quarrel over them. John 15:12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Grandpa has gone to be with the Lord, and I have such fond memories of him. He was a kind, humble, gentle, and faithful husband, father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. I don't ever recall him ever becoming angry, cross, or raising his voice to anyone. I loved him so, and he loved me in the same way. I learned a lot of the nature of God from him, you could say. He always offered us chiclet gum as kids in the little box. And when he died in his casket, there was a packet of chiclet gum in the pocket of his shirt, and that was touching. He loved everyone and everything in his life, and he showed it how he cared for everything that God blessed him with. He just took care of everything. My uncles built a huge swimming pool in my grandfather's backyard when I was young. It was 12 feet deep in the middle with a diving board and a huge filter that was made out of a horse trough. And it had a pipe that ran through it where water came out and, filtered the rocks. And I remember standing and watching it, and the fresh smell of that water was just wonderful. And there was a shallow end that when you were little, you had to learn how to swim there. And you couldn't cross the rope till you, you know, could make it over to the deeper side. So that was always fun. In the summer, we would spend a lot of time there, and Grandpa had a raspberry patch, and we would pick berries and eat them right off the bush and then go back in the pool for a dip. It was so fun, so whenever I eat a raspberry, I always think of my grandfather, you know, and the wonderful memories that I will always cherish. When I was 10 years old, one night, I was praying at my bedside, talking to God and thanking him, and all of a sudden, a warm, wonderful feeling came over me, and I knew it was God's Holy Spirit letting me know that all was well, and I was protected. I fell asleep feeling so loved and cared for by God. I was active in the junior and senior high youth group at church, and we went on a trip to the Appalachian Mountains in Kentucky. We slept on the floors of churches, and prior to that, we had a 25-mile hike that we walked to raise the money to go, and we donated the extra money to Redbird Missions. And it was a wonderful experience, and I went through confirmation and became a member of the church, and it was so organized and routine, it never was anything that really left a meaningful impression on me. I stopped attending church in the 11th grade of high school. My siblings all stopped going at the same time, and I just followed the pattern. I lived a carnal life without ever acknowledging our Creator or Son, godless living, you could call it. I got involved with the wrong crowd and had my share of trouble. I met Mark, my husband, in my senior year of high school, and we married a year later and moved to the UP to start our new life together. We lived in Hancock and rented a house and then moved to Lake Linden and then to Trap Rock Valley, where we currently reside. Jerry and Patty were instrumental in getting Mark and I back into church attendance. We went with them for a while, and then we were without a church for some time. Patty and I would get together and study the Bible. I learned how to look up a chapter and a verse in the Bible. I never knew how to do that before that. We sent up prayers to God, asking him to place us where he could use us to his glory and honor. And I am so grateful to God for putting Jerry and Patty in my life. There are no words to describe how much they mean to me. I remember when Mark and I first started reading scripture together, he pointed out Matthew 6:23 to me. Therefore, do not worry about your life. I seemed at the time to worry about everything. That is when I really started to realize how much God really cared about me and my circumstances. Marcia Nichols was another one of God's players in bringing Christ to me. We studied scripture together, beginning with the four Gospels. I belonged to a ladies' Bible study in the Valley, and we worked on memorizing scripture. The first chapter of James was where it all began. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. I struggled with patience for a long time. There was a time when I absolutely had no patience at all. What really brought me close to God was the verse, draw near to God and I will draw near to you. I had to initiate the relationship. God wasn't about to force himself on me. I had to have an open and willing spirit and a childlike faith. I hungered and thirsted for the word of God, just like a dry sponge soaking up water. I wanted to know God's ways. It was such an exciting time of learning and growth. God did eventually plant us in an awesome church where we were all family. Mark and I had the privilege of raising our children with good, supportive Christians surrounding us. Our children, Eric and Elaine, are truly the joy of my life, and I thank God for blessing our lives with them. Eric will be getting married soon to Sally, and they will most likely move out of the area and start a new life in a new place together. Elaine is living in Houghton in a sorority, Delta Phi Epsilon. She finished her first year at Tech, majoring in business management, and she is working as an assistant manager at a clothing store currently. I am very proud of them and the wonderful people they have turned out to be. I can only give God all the praise, honor, and glory for them. When Elaine was a newborn, it was around Christmas time, 1988, God whispered to me, you need to be baptized and born again into my Holy Spirit and saved from your sins. I accepted Jesus into my heart and took the plunge, which was a major step in the right direction. I am a sinner saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. This began a whole new life. I discovered Jesus to be an ultimate friend who will live in my heart forever. I have struggled for years with low self-esteem. I kept it buried deep inside, and when I finally got honest and faced the truth of it and learned the origin of it, with God's help, I was able to acknowledge it for what it was, a lie from Satan that I was believing to be true. The pity parties and negative self-talk had to stop. I was healed because I brought it out of the darkness and into God's marvelous light. I discovered I couldn't be pitiful and powerful in Christ at the same time. When I did this, God took these defects of character and threw them into the deepest part of Lake Superior, and he put up the sign, no fishing. Was that ever a relief? God tells us in his word that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you the truth shall set you free. My mouth is getting dry. John 8:32. And I am free indeed. God has helped me in so many different ways in my life. It is never easy to face where we fall short. As a matter of fact, it's downright scary. I could have never done it without God and my faith and trust in him. He wants only the best for each and every one of us. I became very close to a dear sister in Christ, Margaret Carroll. She has since gone to be with the Lord. She had a lasting and profound effect on my walk with God. I don't know that I ever told Margaret how much she meant to me, but when I was going through hard times, she was always there for me. God gave Margaret the gift of compassion, empathy, and encouragement, and she shared it with everyone she knew. She possessed so much common sense and practical knowledge about life. She didn't have an easy life, but she made the most of what God gave her. She divorced at a young age and raised wonderful children and was a sorority mom for many years. She lived in the house we rented when we first moved to the UP. Her son, Jack, bought it for her. Only God could have planned that one. Margaret told me once, if you go through life, your entire life, and have one good friend, you've done well. Friendships are hard work, and you have to be committed to them. God deserves all the praise and the glory for that special time in my life. Margaret moved away, and I was never to see her again. She lives on in my heart and soul forever. I hope I can help someone like she helped me one day. It just amazes me how God puts his angels in places in his perfect time. It is so true that you grow more than ever through trials and tribulations. In everything, there's a season, and eventually things changed, and it was time to move on to another place to worship God. God, through his Holy Spirit, was directing my life, and I could not ignore his prompting. A small group formed, and we began worshiping at one another's homes. That was the beginning of Grace Christian Fellowship. Isn't God awesome? He works in marvelous ways every day, all around us. Life is never easy, but with God on our side, nothing is impossible. Before I ever met Mark, I asked God to show me the man he wanted me to marry. And when he did, I would know it. Well, that's exactly what happened. It was love at first sight, and over the years, that love has grown and grown. And if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't change a thing. We've been through thick and thin. God was and always there to help us when times get tough. You know the saying, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Try building a house together if you want to test the marriage grounds. It will make or break you. Well, we got through it, and it was worth the effort. Our dream came true with God right by our side. And guess what? I'd do it again. I'm always up for a challenge, and so is God. It's God's house that he is loaning to me for a little while. Everything in my life is a loan from God. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Scripture tells us, for every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Hebrews 3:4-6. I am weak, but he is strong. Jesus loves me. I am so thankful. My weakness is more apparent all the time. I should be old enough to know better about everything, but I don't. I take false steps in strange directions. But what I really want is to measure up as a child of God who needs the help of her Lord. I want your power in my life, Jesus. Every day I press toward the goal, the same goal that Paul talks about in Philippians 3:12-13. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward for those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. The happiest people don't necessarily have the best of everything. They just know how to make the most of everything that comes their way. The brightest futures will always be based on a forgotten past. You cannot go forward in life until you let go of your past failures and heartaches. God wants me to grow and be a better person, not a bitter person. He cannot use me if I am a bitter person. What lies behind and what lies before me are small matters compared to what lies within me. I had a situation in my life. I drove 600 miles. I had a situation in my life with my father. I drove 600 miles and I surprised him and my mother. Well, he surprised me when he got up from the chair he was sitting in when I had come into the house and walked into the hallway and looked at me and said, "Oh, it's you. Why don't you go back to where you came from?" And in a not very nice way either. My father has many issues in his life, and he has never dealt with them, and he doesn't know the Lord. And my first reaction was shock. I couldn't figure out what I had ever done to him for him to treat me so cruelly. Then I remembered in my heart of hearts who I belong to, my Heavenly Father who created me and loves me unconditionally. And I had to share that with my earthly father, not in words, but in action. It was out of obedience to Christ and what I know to be the first thing. It was out of obedience to Christ and what I know to be the right thing to do. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Matthew 6:33. I went back into that room where he was sitting and I gave him a hug and told him I loved him. I didn't do this. God did it through me. Because that's what Jesus would do. I wasn't going to give Satan a chance in the situation. And I felt so good about that. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross so I can share peace, joy, and love and happiness with those who need a touch from you. No one is in charge of my happiness. I cannot change anyone, only myself, with God's help. God has been revealing to me for some time that the experiences I have had in my life, good and bad, are lessons that I can choose to learn from or not. And when I allow God, through his word, prayer, and meditation, to have me and use me as he sees fit, I heal and can once again grow in his likeness. Jeremiah 29:11-12. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. In the past few years, I have had many moments of asking God. Trust means that I won't always have the answers when I want them. Isaiah 55:9 reads, my ways are not your ways, just as my thoughts are not your thoughts. Trying to figure everything out before I obey God will steal my joy. I just need to trust and obey. God promises us in his word that he will never leave us nor forsake us, Deuteronomy 31:6. Stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might, Ephesians 6:10. There is not anything more awesome than when we feel and see God's Holy Spirit moving and working about us. It brings such energy and enthusiasm to God's plan. It keeps us in unity and in the bond of love. I'm so grateful to be a precious child of God, and I'm so glad he created me just the way he did and planted me in the Copper Country for his glory. Mark and I will celebrate 30 years of marriage tomorrow. Where has all the time gone? When I look back, it certainly doesn't seem like it has been that long. God has blessed my socks off with a great guy. He started a business out of nothing, and it has grown and flourished like nothing I have ever seen in my entire life. I am so proud of him and am honored to work alongside him as his partner. We take each other for granted in a lot of ways. After so many years, it's hard not to. He has been a loyal and hardworking husband and father, and I could not ask for more because you've given it all. God has truly blessed me with you. We make a good team. We had such a good time last week and on our trip home to our roots. We went out to the same places we courted each other at, and it was fun to go back. It has been so many moons, yet it comes back to you in just a moment. I am so excited about our new shepherd, Merle, and his wife, Ginger, who will be joining us really soon. The future at GCF looks bright and promising. May God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit be evident in all we do, as individuals and as a body in Christ. All praise, honor, and glory be to you, Jesus, my King. I honor you. Thank you.